Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simin Kuf Pei Gimel. We are up to Sif Hei. The top line on page Pei Ches, which is the page following 174. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, Yesh mi she'omer she'im ha'mevarech iter. There is a shita that says that if the one that is leading the benching with the kais is a lefty, Oches ha'koz bi'amino, he holds the kos in his right hand, shehu smol kol adam, which is the left of everyone, meaning in our language, he holds the cup in his left hand. So in Sif Dal we discussed how you hold the kos shel bracha in your right hand. The Mechaber says in Sif Hei, yesh mi she'omer that a lefty holds the kos in his left hand. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf, shehi smol kol adam, v'im hu sholei b'shtei yadav. Let's say he's ambidextrous, he's equal with both hands. So ocheiz b'yamin shehu yamin kol adam, then he holds it in the right hand. V'dai, you should know, d'ma d'husker me sif dalet ad sif zeh. That which has been discussed in Sif Dalet, which we learned last night, and Sif Hei, which we just learned now, hiskim b'bir ha'gra d'hu rak lehidr mitzvah l'chadchila. This whole idea of holding the kos in your right hand if you're a righty, and your left hand if you're a lefty, is all a mitzvah l'chadchila. It's hidden mitzvah. It is not absolutely required. We're going to look at one note, and then we're going to go to Sivav. Note 17. Begeder sholeit b'shtei yadav. How do we define a person to be ambidextrous? We said a lefty holds the kos in his left hand. If he's both, he holds the hand in his right hand. What makes him considered both? So the Mishnah Berurah says later on, Shahainu sha'usa kol ha'melachos b'shtei and b'shave. We're talking about a person who does all activities equal with his right hand and his left hand. Then he's considered ambidextrous and he holds the kos in his right hand. Masha'en kein im kal lo lasos melachos b'smol, which is not the case if it's easier for him to do melacha with his left hand. He's just also able to do it on the right, but it's not as easy on the right hand. And that's called a lefty. That's not called ambidextrous. So if you're exactly equal, then you hold the kos in your right hand. If you could do things with both hands, but it's easy with your left hand, you just could also do it with the right hand, then you're called a lefty, and you hold it in your left hand. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says later on. Says the Mechaber now in Sif Vav, Mishanosnu lo kos levarech lo yasiach hamavarech. If you're leading the benching, once they give you the kol shel bracha, you're not allowed to speak. V'hamesubin, and those other people that are sitting at the suda, ein lohem lahasiach mishehisru hamavarech. They are not allowed to speak only once the mavarech starts benching. He starts the zimun. So the one holding the kos, the second he starts holding the kos, he has to stop speaking. Everyone else can continue speaking until he starts the zimun. Needless to say, at the time that he's actually saying the benching, that they need to listen and understand that which the mevarech is saying. Even between the brachos of the one who is leading the benching, they cannot speak. But if they did the wrong thing and they spoke between the brachos at the time when the mevarech was quiet a little bit, they're yotze. So again, we're talking over here where the mevarech, the one who is leading the benching, is actually saying the whole benching. So once he starts the benching, they have to be silent. And they're not allowed to speak even bein bracha lebracha. And if they do speak bein bracha lebracha, so b'dyeved, they're going to be yotze. Says the Ramah, afilu imsach ha-mevarech atzmo. Not only if those who are mesubin, who are listening to the benching, if they spoke, it's okay. But even if the one who's benching himself, he speaks between the brachos, that's also going to be okay. Aval imsachu b'shosh shehu mevarech lo yatsu. But if the people who are listening to the benching from the mevarech speak while he's actually saying the bracha, so then already they're not going to be yotzei. We will see many great details now in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkoton Chof Aleph, Mishanosalo Akos. Again, we said the one who's leading the benching, the one who's benching aloud, once he is given the kos, he cannot speak. The Arachash Diyoso. He cannot speak from the time he's given the kos until he drinks the kos after the benching. Shula Achar Gemar Brichas HaMazon, which is obviously after he finishes the entire benching. Everyone else, only Mishahisra Mavarech, only once he starts benching, Sivkoton Chabez. But before he starts benching, even though he's holding the kos, they can still speak. So even though he took the kos in his hands and he's no longer allowed to speak, everyone else around the table is still allowed to speak. There are poskim that hold that one should be machmir and nobody should speak once he gets the kos. And it's certainly better to be concerned for the words that once he gets the kos that nobody speaks. Sivkoton chav gimel. Again, the Mechaber said the reason why they have to be silent once he starts benching is shetzrichin l'shmoa ulahavin masha omra mevarach. They have to listen and understand what he's saying. Says the Mishaburach of Gimel, the Hamavarach motzi osam mevarachas amazim. We're talking about a case over here where the mevarach is being motzi the others in his benching. The imlo yishmu lo yetzeu. And if they don't listen, they're not going to be yotzei. Therefore, they are not allowed to speak. So the Mechaber said, needless to say, that while he's doing the benching, they can't speak. Even between the brachos and allowed to speak, says the Mishmeruch of Dalid, the cave under Shomea Kaona. Since they're being Yotze, their brachos amazon through Shomea Kaona, they're listening to his benching. It's keilu they are benching. Harei heim kemavarach atzmo. It's as if they are benching themselves, and therefore they are not allowed to speak even bein bracha la bracha. Sivkotan Chafhei is going in the Ramah. The Ramah said, after the Mechaber said him, Ovru Vesachu, if they did the wrong thing and they spoke in Bracha La Bracha, while the Mevarach was silent, their Yotzei, the Ramah said, Afilu Imsach HaMevarach Atzmo, even the one who was actually doing the benching spoke, it's also going to be Yotzu. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Chafhei, the Hasicho Shebeintayim Eino Mavsedes HaBrachos B'dyevid. The speaking between the brachos, even by the person who is leading the benching, is not going to make the brachos be lost by the evid. V'day, you should know, the Magen Avraham mitzadei the kol zehu dafka v'sicha b'shogi. The Magen Avraham understands this whole discussion is only if the speaking was done by accident. Aval b'meizde, but if on purpose someone decided in the middle of benching to speak, even bein bracha la bracha, afilu b'sicha mu'etes, even if he only spoke a little bit, v'afilu bein bracha la bracha, even if it's only between the brachos, Choser l'rosh birchas hamazon. Zok the Magen Avraham, he spoke b'mezid, even a bracha l'bracha, even a little bit, you must start benching again. Kemoga b'tfila l'el b'simin kuf yudalos of Zion, like we see by tfila, the same halacha. Omam, however, be'el yirabba nishar b'din zeh b'tzarachiyin, the yirabba leaves off this halacha b'tzarachiyin. V'chein hechranu l'el b'simin samachay b'mishabura, and so too, we were machriya earlier in the mishabura, the b'dieved ain't lach, so the b'dieved you don't have to go back. Afivu b'shesach b'meizid. Even if the speaking was done b'meizid, you would not have to go back. V'ayin shamed b'ralocha, ach l'chadchilo yesh lizdor b'zaharbe. However, l'chadchilo, one should certainly be very careful not to be speaking even between the brachos, certainly if it is b'meizid. V'im hoya b'in bracha l'bracha shul meruba shahaya yachol b'oso azman ligmor kol b'rachas hamazon b'rosh v'atzof. And if the pause that the person made between the brachos, there was a long delay between the brachos, and during that time, the time of that break was long enough that a person could have said the entire benching from beginning to end. If there's a long break, even if he did not say one word in the interim, there are those who say, with such a long break, you must go back and start benching again. Like we saw earlier in Chelek Aleph, it's dafka if the delay was because of an ones, meaning, Shahaya tzarach l'nakavav, the person who was benching had to relieve himself. Oh, shahaya b'makom eino naki, or he was in a place where he was not allowed to bench or daven because the place was not clean. That's when he has to go back with a pause that was the length of the entire benching. Even between the brachos, he has to go back. K'mavur l'el b'sim misamachel in kriyashma. Hu adin kan, here's the same thing. V'ayin v'alocha shekasavnu. Look in the b'alocha where we write. De'ein din ze barer l'maisa. This din is not so pashit. The yachsor b'shvil shehiya ben bracha l'bracha. That you should go back and start benching again because you had a pause between the brachos that was long enough that you could have said the whole benching. It's not so pashit. You have to go back. Ach im shiwi kaze haya be'emtza bracha tzar lachsor. But what is pashit is if the delay was and the pause was in the middle of a bracha, the time that you could have said the whole benching, then it's tzarach lachzor, v'rak l'rosh ha-bracha, but then of course you would only go back to the beginning of that bracha. So it's not so pasha that if you pause between the brachos, the time it takes to say the whole benching, you'll have to go back to the beginning of benching. But what is pasha is that the pause was in the middle of a bracha, the time it takes to say the whole benching, you would have to go back to the beginning of that bracha. There is an important sharatzion over here, Oz Chavdal, that I'd like to read. We said if you pause the time it takes to say the whole benching, what's considered the whole benching? Like we learned by Kriya Shema and by Tefillah, the delay has to be dafka, the time it takes to say that whole Tefillah from beginning to end. We said that in Simin Samachay and Mishabura. V'lechora ein l'shar rak kadei ligmor gimel habrachos daraisa. B'zat l'chavetz chayim, it makes sense over here to say that the time it takes to say the whole benching means the time it takes to say the first three brachos, which are daraisa. And it's not similar to Birchas Kriyashma. The Bishah, the Kriyashma, Misharin, and Apahem. The pause in Kriyashma that will require you to go back has to be long enough to say the whole Kriyashma with the brachos. Dehem nitkenu la Kriyashma. Because Birchas Kriyashma was established to be said along with Kriyashma. It was established as a team. Ava bracha revish and Birchas Amazon, but the fourth bracha benching. Bifnei atzmahi. It's its own bracha, v'niskena achar kach b'shul haruge beitar. As we probably are familiar with, and we'll see it soon, the fourth bracha, hatova meitav, was instituted because of the haruge beitar, where nitnu l'kvura, and therefore it's really not connected to birchas hamazon. The first three brachas are d'oraisa. The fourth bracha is the rabbanan, is a totally separate topic, like the Gemara says. V'adraba kavu sheyane b'atzmo amen achar bracha shlishis, Laharo shekanu gmar brachos v'tzarchiyin. Zotachavetz Chaim. We say after uvnei Yerushalayim, Baruch Atah Hashem v'onei berachem av Yerushalayim. Amen. We answer amen after our own bracha, which we never do, and we're only doing it over here to show a hefsek between the ikur brachas hamazon, which is daraisa, and the fourth bracha, which is darabanan. Therefore, Zotachavetz Chaim, it's very likely over here when we say if you pause the time, it says takes a taste, say the whole benching. It means the ikur benching, which is daraisa, the first three brachos. Even though we said when it comes to Kriyashma, it includes the Birchas Kriyashma as well, which is only the Rabbanon, Kriyashma is Daraisa, but there we included the Rabbanons because they were established together. Over here, the fourth bracha was instituted later. It's not really an ikar part of Brachas HaMazon. The raya is that you answer Amen after the third bracha to show the separation. So therefore, it's likely that the Zman is only the first three brachos, but he does end off with a Vitzarech in. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivkaton Chof Vov. So he said in the Mechaber, here's a very important point, and we're going to see a very geshmak, a note afterwards, but we'll read the whole Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see the note. We said at the end of the Mechaber, Avalim Sochu Bishoshu Mevarech Lo Yatsu. B'dievet, if you speak between the brachos, or even the Mevarech speaks between the brachos, B'dievet you're Yotzei, but if you speak while he is saying the actual bracha, then you're not Yotzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah V'talui Bazeh. It really depends on the following thing. The imlo gomer hamavarach adayin es habracha. If you spoke in the middle of his bracha, but he did not yet finish his bracha, chozrin hamesubin umavarachin ba'atzmon mimokum sheposkul ushmol adivri hamavarach. So I spoke in the middle of his bracha, but he still didn't finish the bracha. I can go back and be mashim the words that I missed, and still catch the end of the bracha that he's going to say, and I will not have to go back to anything. Everything is fine. I will be yotzei. However, but if the one who was benching finished the bracha, the kivnu lishmoa, and after I spoke, I was mechavin to listen and be yotzei with the rest of his bracha, but I missed some ikar words of the bracha. So then I messed up this bracha because I listened to him in the beginning. I listened to him at the end. I had a mind to be yotzei, so my bracha's done. But I missed some ikar words in the middle. I didn't go back yet, so now I have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. So in that case, tzrichan amasuvin lasu l'tchilas habracha l'varach ba'atzman. Why? Dekevan shedilgu be'emtza, since you missed words in the middle, havi kelo amarua klal, as if you didn't say the bracha at all. However, v'cholze dafkim ayidei hasicha shebe'emtza lo shomu v'dilgu dvarim shem ikar habracha. This is only if the words that you missed in the middle of the bracha are an ikar part of the bracha. They're absolutely needed. Kemo, for example, bris v'torah v'kayotze v'hem shem li'ikuva, saying about bris milah and about Torah in the second bracha of benching is ma'akev the benching. So if those are the words that you missed, it's absolutely ma'akev, So you could have heard the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha. You were not yotzei this bracha. You have to start that bracha again from the beginning. Kemosha kasa b'simen kuf peizayin, like we'll see shortly, in simen kuf peizayin. Avol. In dilgu rak dvarim shem shalom ikra bracha. If you only miss some words that are not part of the ikra bracha, yotzu b'diyevet, then you're yotzei b'diyevet, ve'enam tzrichim lasar b'shulzeh, you don't have to go back at all. The kol shekeinim lo dilgu klal, certainly if you didn't miss any words at all, could go on, for example, shamavarech atzmo soch oz be'emtza, v'sochu gam heim. A very odd situation, but the one who's benching, in the middle of a bracha, he paused and started speaking, and you were listening, and you also paused, and you were speaking, but your pausing and speaking in the middle of his bracha didn't cause you to miss anything, because he was also schmoozing during that time, he wasn't making the bracha. So after the vade shelo kadinosu, even though everyone over here did the wrong thing, mikomokom b'dievet yotzu, l'maise b'dievet you are yotze, v'einam tzrichim lachzor, and you would not have to go back. The Shaar Tzion writes in Sivkoton Chavtes, Ulufima Shekosu B'Siv Zayin, according to what we'll see in Mirz Hashem tomorrow night in Siv Zayin, D'yesh Linog Lomar B'Asmo Ima Mavarech B'Lachash, that what you really should do is, as the leader who's leading the benching is saying the whole benching aloud, you should say it along quietly with him, Kemo Shanu Nuhogim, like is our Minog, Afim Lo Shamu Dvarim Shem Ikri HaBrocha Me HaMavarech Imak B'Razeb. Then even if you miss Bris V'Torah, Ikr parts of the Brocha, it wouldn't be a problem, Kevan Sha'omar B'Asmo B'Lachash V'Lo Dilek Me'HaBrochos. If you're saying it along with him, even if you don't hear him saying it, L'maiser Yotze, because you said it, it wouldn't be a problem. This whole discussion, Zok Tashar Tzion, is only if one person is benching, everyone's just listening. If we're just listening, if we don't hear it, we're not Yotze. So therefore, if you miss an Ikr part of the Brocha, then you'd have to absolutely go back and make sure you chap those words. If you were mechaven for the rest of his bracha, you have to start the bracha again. If you could chap those words and catch him before he finishes his bracha, you could just say those words and then be mashed on the bracha with him. We are going to look at note number 21 now, a very important note. And that is, the Mishabura just told us that I can hear part of a bracha from the Mavarich and I can be mashed on some of the words on my own. Now we have a concept of Shomea Ka'ona, that hearing it from someone else is like I'm saying it myself. I can say a bracha myself, or I can hear it from someone else. But here we seem to have a combination. I'm hearing part of it from someone else, midin shomea kona, and part of the bracha I'm saying on my own. So says note 21, V'hainu sheyetzu yedei chovosam b'chelek habracha sheshomu min ha-bavarech. In this case, you're being yotzei part of the bracha and what you heard from the one who's benching, and part of it you're hearing on your own. V'kosav ha-shon ha-lochos, Shemavur mikan. From here it is clear. Shadasa mishabura. The mishabura is of the opinion. Sheefshir lotzei schatzi bracha medin shomea kona. You can be yotze part of a mitzvah, part of a bracha rather, through shomea kona, and part of it by saying it yourself. Vechena ochiach akilas Yaakov mimashmos divya mishabura lekamon. Vishema primagadim. The stipler in brachos has a whole shtickle on this. He's also medagdis from mishabura later on. Vishema primagadim. She'ev she'lotzei sidei chovas megillas Esther, chatzi v'shmiya v'chatzi pasav v'kriya. As we know, if you miss some words, the Mishabura says, just say those words by yourself to catch up. So you're saying part of a pasuk yourself, part of a pasuk you're hearing. The stipler brings a diya from a Rekiv Eger, that Rekiv Eger holds this way as well. So many poskim seem to be of the opinion that you could split a mitzvah or split a bracha, chatzi by yourself and chatzi through shomei ka'oneh. But if you skip the next paragraph and you look a paragraph later, it says, V'chazon ish hevi raya, she'ein l'chalik es ha-brachos l'chatzon. The Chazon Ish seems to argue, he brings a raya that you cannot split the brachos, partly shomei ka'oneh, partly saying it on your own. Mima she'kosav ha-shulchan aruch l'kamon, shulchan aruch passes later on, le'inyan shlosha she'ochlu ke'echa, three people ate together, ve'ein shloshtam yodim es kol ha-brachos, and the three of them don't, none of them know the whole benching. She'ein echad yachol lohotzi aschaver el b'bracha shleima. So we have three people there. So Ruvain could say one bracha, b'motzi Shimon and Levi. Shimon could say a different bracha. Levi could say the third bracha. They could each say one bracha and b'motzi everyone in that bracha shomea ka'one. Aval lo b'chatzi bracha. But if Ruvain only knows half a bracha and Shimon knows the other half, they can't split the bracha in half. Umuchach, it is clear, she'efshar lotzeis b'chatzi bracha midin shomea kona. The fact that we're saying over there, it has to be all or nothing in terms of a bracha, it's clear you can have chatzi bracha midin shomea kona, u'b'chetcha asheni midin amira, v'nisha b'tzarachin, the Chazon Ish ends over the tzarachin. However, the Yishev Akilas Yaakov, the disciple in Brachos, has a beautiful shtickle. He answers his kasha and he says as follows: Sheyesh lechalik. There is a chilek between our case over here and all the cases in which we're saying, or at least majority of the cases for sure, that we're saying part Shomei Ka'ona, part you're saying it yourself, versus the raya the Chazon Ish brings. And that is as follows. It matters the one who's being motzi you as Shomei Ka'ona, is he saying the whole bracha or not? So if the one who is saying the bracha for you, if he's only saying half the bracha, I can't be Yotzei half of his bracha if he only said half the bracha. That was the case the Chazon Ish is bringing down, that Reuven only knows half the bracha, Shimon knows half. Reuven wants to be Motzi Shimon and half the bracha, Shimon has to say half himself. The problem is that Reuven only said half the bracha. That's when everyone agrees you can't be Yotzei with half a bracha Shomei Ka'ona, because you didn't hear a whole bracha. He didn't say a whole bracha. Kevan Shigam HaMavarach LaOmer Davar Shalim. Since the Mavarach didn't say a complete thing, you can't be Yotzei with him. Ma She'enkin Mavarach Birech Eskala Bracha. But if, like in our case over here, where the one who was benching said the entire benching, he said the whole bracha. Raksha Shomei Lo Shomim Menu Eschetzia. But you, the listener, only heard half of what he said, but he said the whole thing. L'dasa Rikyu Egeva Mishabura Mo'ol HaDavar L'Osu Chatzi Sheshama. So says the stipler, a beautiful chizuk. If the one who is saying the bracha said a whole bracha, even though I only heard part of it, then I can be yotzei half of it through Shomei Ka'ona and half by saying it myself. But if the one who said the bracha only said half the bracha, so then I can't say Shomei Ka'ona on half the bracha. I can only say Shomei Ka'ona on a bracha that was said completely. Then I could borrow half of it and he did Shomei Ka'ona. But if he only said half the bracha, then it would not work. The note ends off with a Gevaldige Shaila from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. V'chein kasa b'shalan shuvas mincha Shlomo. V'hosev, and he adds on, shelefi deyazu, according to the shita that we're saying, that you can be yotzei, half Shomei Ka'ona, half your own bracha. Listen to this. Odom ha-mesupa b'birchas ha-nenim v'kadome. A person is drinking his coffee early in the morning, and he can't remember if he made a bracha on his coffee. Yochel l'shmoa me'acher. He can go over to someone else, Shemivarech bracha acheres, who's making another bracha, kigom lesate batzitzis. He's in shul. A person's about to put on his talus. He's going to make the bracha of lesate batzitzis. V'yechavin lishmoa mimenu es apsicha bilvad. He can listen to him say the words Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. V'esahem shech yomer batzmo, and he'll end off the bracha shahakon yabedvaru. The person making the bracha saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Kedeshanu B'Tzav Yisraelu L'Tzatei Batzitzis. He's going to listen to the first few words, the Chapa Hashem's name, and he's going to end over the Shakon Yabedvaru. So that would be this exact idea. He's saying the whole bracha, I'm tapping it to half of it. Ach Kosav, but he writes Shemi Olam Lo Shomanu Chiddush Gadol Kazeh. We have not heard such a Gevaldige Chiddush like this, that I could borrow his bracha on the talus and use the Shem Hashem and his bracha on his talus to count as my shakel, my coffee. We never heard such a thing. V'yitochin shedivri Rabbi Kiv Eger heim rak legabe emtza bracha. He says it's possible that the words of Rabbi Kiv Eger is specifically chapping in the middle of the bracha. Avalo legabe ikra bracha, not legabe ikra bracha, v'nishe v'tzarachim. It's very not poshut you could do this, but it's a simple question that is led by this whole sugya. Once you say, I could say Shomei Ka'ona, part of a bracha, so what's stopping this? You could say that the Baruch Ato Hashem, on the bracha and the tzitzis, that's a Shem Hashem, l'gabe tzitzis. You can't use that, l'gabe shahakol. So maybe the fact, like Shlomo Zalman says, if it's the Ikka bracha, so even if the words are the same, maybe it would not work, but that's an interesting shayla. Another interesting shayla to discuss is a famous machlokas, l'gabe Shomei Ka'ona in general. Is Shomei Ka'ona, when I hear someone's words, it's ki'ilu, I'm saying the words, but I don't get the other things that are necessary. Let's say it's Birchas Kohanim. You have to say it b'kol ram. So the Beis Halevi says, you can't use Shomei Ka'ona because it's only ki'ilu, I'm saying the words that he's saying, but I'm not chapping the kol ram, the saying it out loud like he's saying it. It's only his words are my words. The Chazon Ish argues the Beis Halevi and says, no, the whole thing is misyachis to me. His Birchas Kohanim is misyachis to me. I get the kol ram together with the words, I get everything. So could be the Chazon Ish over here who says you can't say half a bracha Shomei Ka'ona is a shtickel l'shitaso, the same way he says over there that the whole thing is being misyaches to me, so there has to be a whole thing. If you only borrowing a half a bracha, so would he be misyaches? The half a bracha has no chashivas on its own. Bishlam, if you hold that shamea ka'one, is his words are my words, so if I hear half his bracha, so his words of half the bracha are my words, and the other half that I say myself are also my words, so it's good to go. But if it's only that the whole maisa is misyaches to me, so what whole maisa is there here? I'm just trying to get a half a bracha. Half a bracha has no chashivas that it can carry over. It could be Esher, the Chazanish will be the Shitaso, and the Machlokes are there, the Beis Halevi, and the Machlokes are there, the Mishabura. We'll stop here, we'll continue weiter, Mr. Shem, tomorrow with Siv Zayin.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.